This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm going to keep on dancing. We were all singing that at the gig on Friday. It was so fun. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah Mini, Alice's morning show. Thanks again to everybody who came out to the Cache Creek broadcast we did on Friday. It was so fun. We had a great time. It was so nice to see listeners and hang out and have a little party. And thank you to Irene for my jacket.
Oh, you got the name.
Like, I believe I have the name. I'm like 99% sure. So I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say, come on, Eileen. Or Irene. I'm pretty sure it's Irene. So Coldplay tickets, we should do this now because this other stuff isn't working out. So right now, take the word dancing, D-A-N-C-I-N-G, dancing, and text it to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win tickets to Coldplay. The word is dancing. You text that to 20357. You will be entered for your chance at tickets for the sold-out Coldplay show. May 31st is right around the corner at Stanford Stadium. This hour's code word is dancing. More chances to win at 1205, 505, and 605.
One of our texters says, Sarah, didn't the woman sign her name on your jacket?
Did she? She did. Her name is Valerie. She did. She signed her name, and here it is, Valerie.
That's classic.
That's fantastic.
Well,
right? Does that say Valerie?
Well, it definitely doesn't say "Come on, Eileen."
Or Irene.
Yeah.
Valerie.
Yeah, it's Valerie.
Yeah. I would like to thank Valerie for my beautiful jacket. It's fantastic. Look at me. I thought I sleuthed it out. But I don't know.
Didn't she sign her? It appears she did. Thank you, 510.
I think I even suggested it. But of course, I'd forgotten. Very exciting, though. Now that we know. Now that we've solved the... There it is. A solved mystery.
Yes. Good job.
Unlike those pesky unsolved ones. All right. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Coldplay tickets. Dancing. Oh, here's what I wanted to mention. Some people are... It sounds like people are confused about Mason. Mason is our new midday girl.
Mm-hmm.
Woman. Jane remains our afternoon woman.
Right.
Morning woman, that's me.
Yes.
And then we got a midday woman, that's Mason. And then we got an afternoon woman, that's Jane. We have another morning woman as well, and her name's Bob.
Right.
Yeah.
Woman.
Okay. People are freaking out, like, what's happened to Jane? Nothing. There was a void in the middle of the day, and Mason is filling it for us. We're excited. Halle Berry spent Mother's Day trying to sell us some lube, which is nice.
Wait, what?
Halle Berry spent Mother's Day trying to sell us some lube.
Well, doesn't lube sell itself?
This is special lube. This is Halle Berry lube.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She posted a very intimate video on Mother's Day. Her boyfriend is Van Hunt, like a singer, songwriter guy. They've been together for a long time. Did you know that they met and just talked on the phone for like the first year during the pandemic?
People do that.
She said
Van Hunt. He's a good looking black guy.
Yep.
Got a beard, shaved head.
Singer. He's a Grammy winning musician and producer known for an eclectic blend of neo soul, funk, and rock. He's from Ohio, started playing drums at age 7, later mastered the sax, bass, keyboards, and guitar. Debut album, Van Hunt, released in 04. So he's probably, I guess he's in his 50s. Can't really do math.
55.
Thank you.
So he's lubing it up.
Well, she's lubing it up, and he's enjoying that.
Tell us everything.
Yeah. So Halle Berry posted an intimate video on Mother's Day. She was in bed with Van Hunt.
Oh.
Yeah. She's topless. She just has the
oh, dear.
Sheet around the top of her. She can't stop laughing in the video. She's just so delighted by everything. They made it very clear that they were about to smash. Good.
Did they write smash on there?
Yeah, smash.
Yeah, they had to have written that. There's no way you would have pulled that out.
Okay. I would have said smush. A little bit more accurate for me. Smashing is just, you know, is what people like Halle Berry do. I just mostly smush.
That was very well done. She needs a drum hit. You may have missed it, but that was really
good. Appreciate that very much.
Smush. Bob got it.
Thank you, Bob. So they're in bed, and Halle has a line of various products for menopausal women. In fact, she's been, it's been lovely, actually. She's been talking quite a bit about it as she's gone through menopause herself. She wants to make it less stigmatized as women age, bodies change. There's all these things, and apparently the lube is the thing.
It's weird how some people react, I should say women react to lube, in that it's almost maybe a hurdle they got to get over. Like, don't insult me with, I have plenty of self, but it's not a thing. Like, I don't know why it's a thing, but it seems like a thing. You pull that out, and I've certainly had the missus go, get that away from me.
Oh,
and I'm like, okay. And then, later she'll be like, I didn't say it like that. You know, that whole husband-wife thing where you're like, the hell you didn't? What are you talking about? You reacted downright nasty. Not in the good, nasty way. But anyway, it's one of those things where you go, never mind. I won't bring it around anymore.
Well, then you have that angry sex we were talking about.
And no one has that. The texters have said, someone texted and said, yes, you have the angry sex with an ex, but you stay exes after. You just have the angry sex and then you go back to being exes. Only Sarah has the angry sex and stays together.
Yeah. Well, I'm always mad about it. He likes it more when I'm mad. Hotter.
Wow.
Hotter when she hates me, he always says. Oh, do you hate me? All right. I'll do it. Jesus.
Anyway, Halle.
This bit is so problematic, Sarah.
What's up?
That bit is so problematic.
Please, we've been married forever. It's the only way you can get me. So Halle Berry posts this intimate video on Mother's Day, along with her boyfriend, Van Hunt, and she's holding up the little lube that she's trying to sell you. Not just any lube, her lube specifically. It's called Let's Spin. Ding, ding, shame. It's from Respin, Respin, R-E-S-P-I-N, a company that Halle founded to provide products for menopausal women. So you don't have to be middle-aged to use. It's not like special for old ladies or anything. It's just lube, but it's her, Let's Spin lube. So on the website, it says, while created with midlife women's evolving needs in mind, Let's Spin is also a product that elevates intimacy for everyone, no matter their gender, age, or life stage. So the fun part of this.
There's no shame in it.
Oh,
I like it.
Oh, God, no.
Good for her.
It's funny because the one person I really think about when I think about, I don't know, I haven't asked a lot of ladies to use lube, and I personally am like, well, it seems like we need that now. It's Ronda Rousey. She was like making a big deal about, like, I'm not some do-nothing girl who's like, she's like, lube is for other people, not for me. Oh. Yeah.
That was part of the rant that she went on that time?
Yeah, it was something about lube.
I think you're mixing up two different rants, because that rant was, this body was built for fighting people. I'm not a do-nothing bee, is what she said.
I thought she was talking about...
We could be...
I don't know. Listen, okay, go ahead. You found it?
So,
that's fast. Almost like you had it right there.
She just said, I'm just saying, what's the rush? There's the fire. Why the lube? I asked a question like, why are you not into it? And I'm like, get your lube away from me. If you need to lube, you're not the dude. That's the next catchphrase. That's her quote.
Oh, right.
Yeah, those were related, the two things.
That's not part of that same rant?
No.
Well,
I hadn't heard that one, but that is what I'm talking about. I think there's a stigma with it for a lady,
right,
where they're like,
you didn't turn me on enough.
I don't need that. Yeah.
To me, I'm like, lube, that sounds very helpful.
The lady, do you remember, she was even on this station for a minute. I think they put her on at night. What is her name? Sex with Emily.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Emily.
Sex with Emily was a person they'd put on at night for a few minutes. And yeah. I think...
Trying to do like a love lunch kind of show.
I took her out one night with Hooman and a couple other people.
Yeah.
But she worked with us and she was the sex therapist. So I wasn't... And I was still single at the time.
I think she was down to, though. She was like...
It might have happened, but I wasn't down to.
Oh.
We worked together.
It was offered, but not...
It didn't say that. I just didn't
what
even.
Are you saying?
What I'm saying is, she's someone who often sings the praises of lube. Like, it's a big part of her speech. You can't have enough. There's no reason to be worried about it. It's good for everyone involved.
It is good for her. And honestly, even if you just do it long enough, suddenly you find that you need it. It's very, the air dries things. It's just a thing.
The one that I like is called Wet, and it's in a black box. It's Wet Platinum. It's shame, but it's silicon or whatever. Oh. And so it doesn't, you only need a teeny little bit and it lasts forever. So you don't have to always be like,
more of that. Let's make gross noises with a bottle in the middle of all this.
You only need a teensy teeny little bit.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it looks like Halle Berry's trying to hawk some lube here.
Why wouldn't she?
I can't think of one reason. There's nothing wrong with it. Maybe people will enjoy it and find happiness and pleasure.
Look at the smile on that guy's face.
He's so stoked.
He's living his best life. Yeah, absolutely
ecstatic.
And
she's all like, I've got the lube. And he's all like, that sounds fantastic, Halle.
And I don't know if this is just a stunt for her to sell lube. And they're smiling. And then as soon as the camera ends, she puts the lube down and goes, you're not getting that. I'm out of here.
Please.
And then splits. I don't know if that's how that ended for them. But just the thought of what could be has him smiling ear to ear.
Halle Berry and this Van Hunt began their relationship in 2020, initially connecting over the phone during the COVID-19 pandemic. She says he's her soulmate.
Good.
And credits their deep conversations for building a strong foundation before ever meeting in person. As of this month, they've been together 5 years, but it started on the phone.
She's Halle Berry the whole time. Mm. So when, the conversation's gone into the 11 or 12 o'clock hour of the nighttime, he's like, I can make it. This is totally going to be worth it one day. What were you saying about...
Go on.
Whatever.
Whatever it was, I just couldn't agree more.
I'm totally into it, man.
Halle.
Say more stuff about stuffs.
Isn't there a Jay-Z lyric that's like, you're taking so long to get ready, you better look like Halle Berry or Beyonce. I'm like, oh, that's pretty funny. So good. I guess if you're married to Beyonce and you just call out Halle Berry, you got to throw Beyonce or Beyonce, whatever. Next up, Jamie Lee Curtis. She had to take it to the top to get this taken care of. Jamie Lee Curtis is a long time just mega star. She's just wonderful. She's so good in The Bear. She was great in that Everything Everywhere All the Time or All at Once or whatever it was. In fact, that performance is just, it's amazing. That's a movie from a couple years back. But this is, she's not in these fake ads that have her face on them. And they're all over Facebook, apparently. Then it's AI generated, and it's her talking about whatever this product is, or what. And she's like, "That's not me. It isn't me. I'm not doing it." She's telling. So she's been trying every way. Who would even know how to get a hold of anybody at Facebook? I certainly wouldn't. But she's like, I had to go all the way to Zuck. So the post that she put up was, "It's come to this, Ed Zuck. Hi, we've never met. My name is Jamie Lee Curtis, and I've gone through every proper channel to ask you and your team to take down this totally AI fake commercial for some BS I didn't authorize, agree to, or endorse. I tried to DM you and slide on in, but you don't follow me. Excuse me. But you don't follow me, so I've had to take to the public Instaverse to try to reach you. If I have a brand, besides being an actor, an author, an advocate, it's that I'm known for telling the truth and saying it like it is and for having integrity." She's the one who does, doesn't she do some kind of yogurt-y, proactive yogurt-y thing?
Activia.
Thank you. Okay, great. See, she tells it like it is. And she's not putting up with this AI BS anymore. She says, having the integrity, the misuse of my image is taken from an interview I did years ago with new fake words put in my mouth. Diminishes my opportunities to actually speak my truth. I've been told that if I ask you directly, maybe you'll encourage your team to police it and remove it. Long ago, I deleted Twitter, so this is the only way I can think of to reach you. Thanks in advance, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Other and then actors, what happened?
And then apparently, somehow it got to him.
And he took it down.
I don't know if it's taken down or not, but these are the lengths that she's had to go to. I know. Maybe they did. Let's just go with they did. Let's solve that mystery.
Why?
It got taken down immediately. As soon as she started yelling about it, everything was
okay. I'm
going
to need this to be put to bed. So thankfully you say it got taken down. Okay.
Yes. I have an article that says that Meta removes.
Oh,
finally. Yes. So for everyone else who's being used and abused, F you, you're not getting anything taken down. Nobody's policing anything, anywhere, at any time, ever again. You can trust nothing, and you can thank Facebook and Zuck. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everyone, for participating in what we were hoping was reality and turned out wasn't. Other actors like Tom Hanks and Scarlett Johansson have also called out AI-generated ads featuring their likenesses. I mean, I guess it's probably a bigger deal if you're a known person. The rest of us, we all just have to sit there and read the BS that fills our inbox, depending on what we've liked in the past. So and she's expressed lots of wariness, as many people have, about AI. And she was
yet, it's thriving.
It is. Well, it makes everything so easy.
AI business is better than ever. We're all weary of it. Right. We're all curious where this ends. And yet.
This Red helped me write this email to my boss and tone it down a little bit. It's fantastic.
Here's my credit card number.
Yeah. And my home address.
Mm-hmm.
And my first pet's name. My mom's maiden name. What else do you need? We really should get to know each other, AI. This feels right. All right, let's go with Jennifer. Oh, my God. Just a quick update on the Jennifer Aniston, the gate crasher last week. This guy drove his car in. Every single thing, every detail about that story from last week turns out to be wrong. They're like, it's a 71-year-old guy. He doesn't know her. He just didn't know what he was doing and he drove into her gate. No, he's like a 40-year-old guy who is completely all over her on all of his, he wants to marry her. I guess he's been a problem for a long time. So this guy, they call him the gate crash suspect here. He has been arrested and I guess she lives in Bel Air.
And if you imagine a stalker, there he is.
Yeah. He does look like he could be a 71-year-old dude, but apparently I think he's 43.
No, he's just grayed early, but he doesn't shave, so he's got a giant wild beard and a giant wild hairdo.
Yeah,
and he's not wearing a shirt.
If you ran into him in the dark, you would be like, "The bear, please."
Yes.
The bear. And what's he even wrapped up in there? Like, what am I looking at? What picture is this? He's like naked. And wrapped in like a weird moving blanket or something?
Well.
I don't know. He doesn't. And what a creepy. He looks like, he looks like Charles Manson.
Yeah, he looks. If you imagined a stalker, there he is. That's the guy. You'd go, oh. Mm. And sure enough, that's who showed up at her
and they're
front
saying,
door.
Yes. And so at first they're like, yeah, no, this guy, nothing. No biggie. And now it's like he's facing felony charges for stalking her for several years. Jimmy Wayne Carwile C-A-R-Y-L-E. W-Y-L-E. One count felony stalking, one count felony vandalism. He's 48, not 41. He looks like he could be 71.
Well, he's
referred to her as his bride.
He has mental illness.
Rambling posts that
he's not a guy who's
her.
Right. Taken care of himself.
God, daddy always watches me and watches those who bless me, helping me get ready to see my bride, Jennifer Joanna Aniston Carwile. Should be y'all's top priority. Oh, my God. He's from Mississippi, facing 3 years in prison. I guess hitting her fence is the thing that finally makes it so that they can arrest him. You can post whatever you want.
It's incredibly sad. All the way around.
Jennifer's ex, Brad Pitt. I put up the trailer for this new, pulse-pounding new trailer for F1. Which is Formula One.
Well done.
Thank you.
Such a dramatic flair.
June 27th. It's theaters and IMAX. F1, let's see. He is a driver, a former driver who returns to Formula One at some fictional team. So it looks like Javier Bardem is in this. And then a lot of people I never heard of. Here's the thing about being in a movie with Brad Pitt. All they need really is Brad Pitt. Everybody else can, you know, not have a name. And then it's Brad Pitt movie. What? Everybody. Javier's in it. So
I'm having trouble understanding what the...
When you have a famous guy, nobody else in the cast has to be famous.
Oh, no. I mean, who's the villain in a race car story? Is it another, like, in Cars... At first, it was one thing, and then they have to come up with a new villain. Like, oh, Jackson, I can't remember his name. Jackson.
Now, it looks like it's one of those ones where there's a young guy who's trying to make his way.
That's it.
And
so Lightning
McQueen.
He's like
Okay. Yeah, that's what it looks like, just from what I'm pulling from this.
And F1 is so popular right now because of that Netflix series.
Oh, was it a documentary?
Drive to Survive, yeah.
Of course it was. Mm-hmm. And speaking of, I don't know if this is an F1 car. I just wouldn't know. Is that what the Indy 500 is?
No, that's
okay.
That's
something else then.
Yeah.
Creed is going to have a car. Creed has sponsored a car. It says Creed on the side of it, and it's going to be in the Indy 500.
F1 is not the same type of car. Open wheel.
I mean, it's the same type of car, but they're different.
F1's Europe, though.
They have different. Okay.
It says here Indy car.
Yeah,
IndyCar. Yeah, I mean, the open wheel thing is what I consider them all to be.
Yeah, I wouldn't know from one because if it looks fast, it's a race car. So anyway, Creed though, it's like Creed on the side, and they're like, yeah, we want to be involved in the Indy 500.
Why not?
I can't think of one reason. Let's get our name out there. It's a black car with like sort of orange. They actually call it a mango fade. Like it's sort of an orangey mango color and it fades to black. Right? So tasteful. Okay, Ben, what's coming up in the news?
I got a lot of stuff, including your allergies, which I'm sure are driving you crazy. Well, we'll do some fast facts. And then there's this Amazon driver, not once, but twice after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Come on in. Let me out. It's Alice, 97.3.
You and Bob are both dancing.
Yeah. Magina in a bottle. You gotta rub me the right way.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera just got announced on a lineup for a San Francisco music festival.
Oh, what fun.
Called Portola. It's electric music for the most part. So it's kind of strange that she's on there.
Well, she's dancey, you know.
So I can't wait.
Yeah. Oh, you're definitely going, huh?
Oh, for sure.
I love talking to Bob about like her life because she's doing all the cool stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
She's 30.
She's having a party for Beta Breakers and stuff. And I'm just like, You are living in the prime right now, lady.
Enjoy. Well, it's funny.
And she's like, taking advantage of it.
Like,
all.
The morning show hours have not yet ruined her.
Right.
You know?
Not yet.
Never let it. Just don't let
them. I think
I was
born for this because I can sleep whenever I want.
Oh, that's, well, she used to be able to do that too. But forget about that. Let's go with, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Fantastic. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. You'll see pictures from the show and get links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp. La Garza Summer Camp has got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs from sports to STEAM, flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, peace of mind for parents. Head to LaGarzaSports.org and use the code ALICE for $50 off today. That's $50 off with code ALICE at LaGarzaSports.org.
That's a good deal.
It is a good deal. And you're going to really be glad you got that locked up. As summer gets closer, you know you're going to, you know what you have coming.
I don't have anything to, there's not much to do
ever
around here.
I'm driving you to camp. Let's go.
Can I have my screen?
No.
Mom.
Get in the car. We're going to La Garza. Summer is solved. Book it.
Right. Get it done. Get it locked in and move on with your life. All right. So there's that. Mostly sunny today. Highs in the 60s Warriors lost last night. We're down 3-1 in the series, and game five is tomorrow night. It's a must win. 6:30 tip time. We need you all to be there for that.
It feels late.
6:30?
Yeah.
You got to sacrifice. Sorry, bub.
I'll watch some.
You what?
I'll watch some.
Okay, good. That's what I do. And then I go, I got to go to bed. Right. I can't. Also, if it starts to get really good, I'm all, oh no.
No, I'll never get to sleep. Oh,
oh fudge. Oh. Some reason, though, even though there I am, like now I realize I'm too amped up. I better turn this off. I probably won't sleep. I still turn it off, and then I still don't sleep.
Yeah, so you might as well just watch
it. I know.
I
don't. All right. Well, anyway, let's get started here with some stories. If you haven't felt it yet, good for you. Allergy season is here for many of us, yeah. Though.
If you haven't felt it yet, you don't have allergies.
Yeah, it's a miracle. The Asthma Allergy Foundation ranked the top 100 cities in America based on how much coughing, sneezing, wheezing they can cause. And the worst city for allergies is Wichita, Kansas.
Oh.
I didn't even believe I had allergies until I moved to Eugene, Oregon.
Oh.
Eugene, because of all the rain, when spring comes, oh, holy pollen.
So pollen-y.
Oh,
right.
My. You will have allergies even if you don't have them if you move to Eugene, Oregon.
Is that on the list?
It's not.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Wichita, New Orleans, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Memphis, Little Rock, Raleigh, North Carolina, Richmond, Bad Virginia.
Mm.
Richmond, Bad Virginia.
Richmond, north of Richmond.
Of course you're on the list for the most challenging places to have allergies. Greenville, South Carolina, and Greensboro, North Carolina.
Mm.
The best place for allergies.
Oh, it's going to be like Santa Fe.
It's Boston.
Oh, what?
Boston. Salt Lake City. Why'd you both say what?
It's just moist and humid and plenty of hay fever. People have that there.
Oh, a lot of it, huh?
Yeah. It's like
Salt Lake City,
place.
Akron, Ohio, San Diego. I did not have any allergies for almost my whole life.
I would think it would be like drier, desertier places. If that's a word. Desertier.
Desertier. Cleveland, Boise, Provo. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Madison, Wisconsin, Ogden, Denver.
I mean, it has to do with like types of trees that grow places. A lot of pine in Massachusetts.
The first time I had a Claritin was in Eugene, Oregon.
Oh.
Like, I really went, I can't live like this. Yes. This is ridiculous. Now, I was outside all day as well, walking the dog and just trying to...
Yeah. Live.
Yeah. Not be in the house, especially now that there's no rain. Got to get out there and...
Right.
Soak it up. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
If bees were paid minimum wage, a jar of honey would cost $182,000 in labor.
Wow.
Bees.
Don't unionize bees.
Yeah, bees are getting it.
Hmm. That just seems like so much work.
The design of Apple's earbuds was inspired by?
Water towers?
The stormtroopers in Star Wars.
Oh.
Ah. I see it.
Sure.
I see that.
All right.
Good job. Okay. The British pound is the oldest currency that's still in use. It was established 1,200 years ago.
Wow. That's surprising.
Who knew?
Brits, I'm sure.
A female Amazon delivery driver has gotten herself fired.
Oh.
Amazon has a rep for working people so hard they don't get enough bathroom breaks. That's the rep.
We have heard
that's the story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's true. Sometimes there's these stories out there. We don't know if they're true.
Right. You just hear them and you're like, oh, that's an urban legend.
That's
that
out
can't
there.
Can't be real. Nobody who could be so cruel and unfeeling as to deny someone a bathroom break.
Some drivers are so desperate, they're not even bashful about it anymore. A female Amazon delivery driver was caught on security camera going to the bathroom on the steps of a family's front porch in California on Sunday morning.
Well,
happy
at least
Mother's
pick a
Day.
Shrub, for God's sake.
I know,
sake.
Exactly right. But no, she said, I got to do this in public. You should see me. She appears to, one, and two.
Oh, sometimes you do get surprised by that.
No, you don't.
Sometimes.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
That's happening, too. Oh.
You don't go, no, you don't.
Yeah.
No.
It happens.
No.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying yes.
Haven't you? Yeah.
No, I haven't been like, I really need to go number one, and then all of a sudden,
oh,
what just happened?
What's going on here? Well, might as well take care of that while I'm at it.
Vinny, are you one of those guys who has to take a book and you're gone for 30 minutes?
Not a book or 30 minutes, but I do go every morning before my shower.
No matter who's in the room adjacent, with the door open.
You are keeping this alive.
So lively. Please stay alive.
I mean, they keep it alive too by talking about it way too much, but you really are.
It's one of my favorite stories of yours.
Why?
And it's for so many reasons. It's just everything about it is charming and adorable.
There's nothing adorable about someone peeping you while you're going to the number two.
That's not what happened. She didn't peep you. You were putting on a show and she was enjoying it.
Putting on a show. Hey, look over here.
Putting on the ridge.
You want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
Kind of on the same note. So on Friday night, my daughter had her first school dance. She's in fifth grade and she had a friend's day over.
And after the dance, they
before,
came back.
No, well, before they were over and they were getting ready and doing that thing. And, you know, and then they had some dinner and then they went off to the dance and then they came back. And so I get up in the morning. This would be Saturday morning. And I'm walking towards the door where I would have gone in to go, and but the door shut.
Oh.
And I'm like, I wonder if those rascals decided to sleep in the rec room and not in her room. So I didn't open the door. I get back. Sure enough, they were sleeping in there. So if I'd walked in, I mean, I would have seen that they're on the floor and I wouldn't have gone to the bathroom.
I would think you'd be checking rooms. From now on.
Yeah. Point is, I didn't even open the door. I went, you know what?
Oh, a closed door.
There's a chance someone's sleeping in that room. I'm not going in there.
So did you go up into the master bedroom and just leave the door open there? And
you don't need to know the rest of the story other than I didn't go in front of my kid and her friend. Anyway, this lady, the Amazon delivery driver, goes to the bathroom.
Like on the porch, though.
On the porch.
So confusing.
The homeowner says they also found a dirty paper towel on their property.
Oh, yeah. Oh boy.
Well, you gotta
have something to wipe with.
Don't defend it. The same morning, that same Amazon delivery woman was caught at another family's home on their camera about a mile away, number one-ing on their brick walkway.
Oh,
so right where she delivered her package. She took proof of delivery photo and apparently was able to, you know, get the watermark out of the picture.
Oh, she did the watermark first and then
I guess
took the picture? That's surprising. I would be like, take the picture first.
Amazon confirmed that the driver was a contractor working for them and in a statement were deeply disturbed by the unacceptable behavior that this delivery driver has performed and apologized to the customers involved. We immediately identified the driver and they no longer work for Amazon. The woman's face is clearly visible in the footage.
Oh, she probably loves that. It's
good. No word on if, you know, these neighbors are going to press charges or anything. I guess you feel better knowing she's not possibly going to come back and do it again.
I mean, she could come back and do it again, but not
in uniform.
Right.
Anyway.
Not with packages.
A guy in Australia.
Oh, Mike.
Right. Has a hack for you. I can't do it.
No, you're doing
no,
it.
No, I can't.
It's great.
Yeah, do it. It's good.
Don't encourage that. Don't do that. You're the producer around here. You're supposed to say, leave the voices to Sarah.
No, you do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Anyway, they say this hack's been circulating online for a while now, so it's not new, but I know somebody around here who lives in her Crocs.
Oh, I do. Yeah. That's me.
Loves them.
Talking about me. I love them. They're great because you just slide them on and off. You go into the house, drop them off, not walk around barefoot, come back out, put my feet in, go out in the backyard. It's fantastic. Spray them off with a hose.
Zero style.
Who cares?
Totally
in my
clunky.
Backyard. Not clunky. Perfect.
No, clunky.
No, not clunky. They're fine. They're perfect.
They are clunky.
And they're rubber, so when they're covered in mud, spray them right off. All
That's
set.
The hack.
What's
they
the hack?
Say this is the hack. This video blew up because this guy in Australia,
Mike,
was doing his dishes and then took off his Crocs and put them in there too.
Into the dishwasher.
Into the dishwasher with his utensils.
I mean, they're
his Crocs
all be
came out spotless, like brand new again.
I didn't realize you could do that. I would think they'd melt in there. I'll have to try it.
They
is do that, get nasty. They get pretty bad in the backyard.
Yeah. Is that okay to have that in there with your food items? You know, your forks, your spoons, your dishes?
I mean, yes.
Yes.
Sure.
She says.
I see nice of that. Oh, do we have a before picture? Because they do look perfectly clean.
They even clean the bottom.
Yeah, looks like really good.
Brand new spotless Crocs.
People are mortified by this. I don't see why.
Well, because that's where their food stuff goes, you know.
Mm. It's pretty hot in there. I'm actually surprised they don't melt.
He says he thinks his Crocs did shrink a little bit from the heat.
Oh.
Which I don't know that that could
because
happen.
Because the drying, you know, you ever try to open up a brand?
Oh, yes.
It's just so hot and it's just, yeah. And you touch the plates and it burns your hands. I would think that those things would absolutely melt, but okay. If they live through it, I don't know if I'd take a chance. I wouldn't want it to.
I'm trying to figure out what they're made of. It seems like some sort of plastic.
Yeah, oh yeah, plastic
but squishy,
rubber.
Right.
Yeah. They'll live forever.
Plastic foam.
Yeah,
they're not going anywhere.
But do you guys put any plastic in the dishwasher?
I don't really. Some. I'll put it on the top shelf. I'll put some like Tupperware or something on there.
Mm-hmm. Spatulas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
Things like that.
Yep.
I mean, you don't know about it because John does all the dishes.
That's true.
So mm-hmm. You're just pretending
to
know stuff.
Yep, right. That's true.
But that's okay. We're all jealous.
Oh, you should be. It's so easy.
I tried, you know what?
No trouble.
When you were saying that John and had a nice time chatting with me, what you don't know is I did try to take him from you. I made him an offer he couldn't refuse, and he was like, I got a good spot, dude. I'm not going to walk from this.
Yeah.
And I told him, I'll do all the stuff anytime you want. And he was like, no, I'm good.
I mean, if you've seen me, come on. look over here.
Anyway, yeah, that guy.
Don't act like you don't know.
I couldn't get him.
Well, I'm glad you tried because it makes him feel good. I tell him all the time, if I croak, like all my girlfriends are going for him. They're going to ditch their husbands. They're going to go for him. Like you got to stop being awesome in front of my girlfriends. Enough of that.
Well, you know he's going.
And my radio husband.
He's
also
going straight for Marianne and you know it. They've been wrestling since, you know.
Yes, she does have a good shot with him.
Since 04,
yeah.
Those two.
True.
Sudoku.
Yes. What
about
it?
This is a fast fact. Sorry. You want to have about a fast fact? Yeah, yes. Take it.
I love it.
Have one. No choice for you. Fast. Just kidding. I mean, you can choose. You don't want it?
No, I do want it. Okay. I always do. You, like I always say, you don't have to ask me twice.
The modern iteration of Sudoku was only invented in 1979. It was called Number Place, and it was invented by an American architect named Howard Garnes.
Oh.
The reason we know it as Sudoku is because it became a mainstream sensation in Japan first before taking over the rest of the world 20 years ago.
Mm. I love it. I always have a book.
You still do it every day?
Pretty much. Some days more than others, you know, if I've got some time. I like it. It's nice.
Approximately 2% of people have a gene that makes it so their armpits don't smell.
And for the other people who think their armpits don't smell, they do.
I went out with a lady, though, who had this.
Oh.
She.
There was no smell.
Never smelled, never sweat, never used deodorant, and was like, that's for losers. Have you smelled that's what someone's
other,
like without
98%.
It? It's not for losers. Trust me.
Right.
It's for people that care about
you
being
and
around
your
you. Right.
Sensibility.
Sheesh. Losers.
Yeah, that would be a very lucky thing to have because there's a lot of, it's you know, I'm always very upset when I am starting to run out of deodorant. I gotta ask someone to get it for me.
Oh gosh, how horrible for you.
God, John.
You've let my supply of deodio get down.
Come on, stock boy.
Oh, she claps.
Yeah. He knows. He's stuck.
Chop, chop.
Chop, chop.
Johnny boy.
Band rolling.
Oh. Yeah, I would say that she was not a good carrier of that gene to be so braggy and judgy about it.
She should. In fact, if you are a carrier of that gene, you really shouldn't. Don't rub anybody's nose in
it.
Thank you. I didn't even mean to do that. But also, You might think you don't smell, but you do. So you should ask around.
She didn't, though. I mean.
So someone had confirmed it to her. Because I have a friend.
Well, no, I could confirm. I dated her for a year. The
saying.
Lady never
like
used
were
deodorant. That she never smelled. It was always all in. She did have dirty feet, though. She walked barefoot a lot. And I'd be like, you're not getting in bed with those feet. Go wash your feet.
Wash my feet, please. You're not going to be anywhere near them.
Yeah, well, I don't want them in my bed.
What are you going to put your head down there? Don't be. What are you such a
baby? Why are
about?
You?
I'm a chick, and I'm going to take off my clothes.
Yeah,
and
but
get in your bed. What
dirty,
do you care?
Dirty, all barefoot, all day.
Dirty's right.
Dirty.
Dirty.
Black.
Yes, dirty.
Feet. Kind of hot.
All the way down the bottom of the bed where you're not going to be. Dirty.
You're a foot guy.
Yeah.
And you want that summer feet?
I don't want it, but
did
I don't.
Did you see him go, yeah?
It's not a turn off.
Bob almost barfed. Yes, it's a turn off. Bob, oh, sorry.
So
you're
Bob
saying dirty feet aren't a turn off, but you going, yeah, made
oh,
Bob
you're
go.
You're fine with the feet. It's him going, yes.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah. We do share a room all day. So
go on.
Lucky.
So dirty summer feet, hot.
Kind of hot, yeah.
Straight into the mouth with those?
No.
Oh.
Not about that.
Oh, well, I mean.
What are you going to do with them
don't
then?
Don't rule it out.
You know, other stuff.
With the feet? What else?
Stuff.
What else is there to do?
Like, you know.
Like this?
What?
Is that what you do with them?
No,
you,
I mean.
What's happening to your
I'm
butt?
Asking. Well, I don't know what you do with them. If you don't put them in your mouth, where do they go?
You know, down
below.
They
just stay. They stay down. They stay at the bottom of the bed.
You let those filthy things touch your.
Yeah.
Oh! Dirty summer feet on your man zone.
Yeah.
Ah!
Why not?
Don't listen to him. I
Bob
don't,
wants
I don't.
A shower. Look at her. She's like, ugh.
She has got the, she has the shudders.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
I guess fine, man.
415.
I don't know. I'm not worried about it at all. Like dirty feet. Love dirty feet. It's fun.
I have never used deodorant and have never smelled. I have confirmed this with other people over the years to be sure.
Some of these people won't tell you, though.
No, she would know.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, I'm assuming that's a girl. Maybe it's not.
Oh, I didn't even think it could be a guy. How lucky for a dude, because dudes are so stinky. That would be great.
Excuse me?
Not you. Don't worry. You're not a dude.
Oh, jeez.
You're a man. You're a man.
Man.
415 says, Vin, don't be silly. Big Wiener John is going for Heather.
Oh, he does. Like, he's got a plan to go to Costa Rica with Heather.
All right.
Marilee's also got a shot with John.
Didn't you go to a party this weekend? Like a birthday party?
Yeah, I did a lot of things.
How was it?
It was lovely. It was great. We stayed over in Napa.
Did you get hammered?
I definitely did get buzzed.
All right.
Yes. Yep.
Did you have to write an apology letter?
No, I did not.
Oh, good.
Yep. That's good.
And I definitely was not the most drunkest person there either.
Oh.
There was a standout.
And?
It was John.
John!
Yeah. No way.
Oh, yeah. John, and you know how John is. He's so funny when he's drunk. He starts acting out things, and he did this whole prepper thing with, take only what you can carry. Come to the church. He found a big bell and he just started ringing it. And
oh my gosh.
It was really funny.
It does sound fun.
It was. It was fun. John's fun.
I cannot wait to meet him one day.
Oh, you've never met John.
Oh, you'll meet him and you'll like him.
I
oh, he's
wait.
Great. He's tiny. He's like this tall. So,
don't say that to people.
What? I have a
That's
good inch on him.
Completely unnecessary, though.
Oh, sorry. He's really tall?
All the great things about John.
And that's what you go for.
Yeah.
Poor John.
He's an incredible guitarist.
Oh, yes. He
came
incredible.
Up with this song. This song is such a hit. I couldn't hear it enough.
Mm. Which one? This one?
You make it not fun. You make it not fun. You get all excited and you make it not fun.
Again!
Yes, that's a hit.
No more. No, that's enough.
Well, you're making it not fun.
You make it not fun.
We're going to take a break now. We'll see you after this.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.